House Valence, unspoken word. House Valence, shadow in the dimly lit, cramped quarters of House Valence Eastern Manor. Caelvarn stood before the curator, his hands clasped behind his back. The air was heavy with the scent of burning incense and old parchment. "You've been with us a decade now," the curator said, eyes narrowed behind her glasses. "Your talent is undeniable." Kale's gaze drifted to the rows of dusty tomes lining the shelves. His specialty, after all, lay not in bludgeon or conquest, but in subtlety. A whisper here, a silent disappearance there. The weight of consequence over time was his domain. "You've been requested for a delicate matter," the curator continued, her voice measured. "The Queen's advisors are at odds over the proposed construction of a new bridge connecting Everia to the mainland.
The broken writ isn't cooperative.
They claim it violates their land's rights, and negotiations have stalled."
Kale nodded, his eyes refocusing on the curator.
He recalled the words emblazoned on the walls of Nightforge, "The balance of power lies not in strength, but in restraint." This was a matter of loyalty and discipline.
"What is the task?" "A word from you might be enough," she said, her expression guarded. "You have access to the Broken Writ's inner circle."
"The Queen will do nothing without our counsel." Caelvarn stepped out into the night air, his footsteps echoing through the manor's courtyard as he made his way toward the ashen roads. The moon cast long shadows across the cobblestones, and for a moment he felt the familiar pang of fatigue. A price was paid each time he reached beyond the boundaries of silence, into the hearts of others. In the city below, the whispers began almost immediately. He walked through alleys and marketplaces, his eyes scanning the faces around him as he sought out a specific pair of ears, those of Lyra, a member of the Broken Writ's inner circle. Their paths converged on a deserted waterfront where the Black Rose Order's flags hung limply from broken masts. Lyra's slender form emerged from the shadows, her gaze flicking toward Kale with a mixture of curiosity and wariness.
"The curator's messenger brought you to me," she said, voice barely above a whisper.
Caelvarn drew closer, his eyes locked on hers. "The bridge," he said. "A proposal has been made to the Queen's Council.
I've heard it's met resistance." Lyra shifted her weight, her expression unreadable.
"We'll not be swayed by empty promises or grand gestures," she said finally. Caelvarn watched as Lyra vanished into the night, leaving him with more questions than answers. He knew that sometimes a single whispered word could change the course of events. But he also understood the weight of consequence over time and the costs that came with it. In the hours following, Kale walked among the city's upper echelons, nobles, advisors, and merchants who held power in their hands or whispering rumors in the darkness. A word here, a gesture there, until finally he found himself at the steps of the Queen's palace, where a lone figure waited one who might listen to his counsel. Within the palace halls, the air was heavy with politics and the stench of ambition. The Queen herself sat behind her ornate desk, an elegant figure amidst the intrigue.
"You've been sent by the curator," she said, her voice measured.
Caelvarn bowed his head in respect.
"A balance is needed here, Your Majesty."
"A matter of loyalty and restraint."
The Queen's eyes narrowed.
"Speak your mind, Caelvarn." And so he did, with words chosen carefully, weighing each syllable, as the price he paid in fatigue began to take its toll, a lingering ache at the base of his skull that spoke to the cost of reaching beyond silence. As the night wore on and stars crept over the city's horizon, Caelvarn departed the palace, knowing that sometimes the true cost of balance lay not in the act itself but in the price one paid for being heard. The walk back to House Valence Manor was a solitary one, the city's sounds echoing off its stone walls as Caelvarn navigated the dark streets. He played his part well enough tonight, spoken words that wove a subtle tapestry of persuasion and concession.
But in doing so, he'd also unraveled threads within himself.
Fatigue seeped into his bones like winter's chill, weighing him down with every step. The city's alleys seemed to narrow as the first light of dawn crept over the rooftops.
Kale pushed open the manor gates and stepped into the courtyard, his eyes adjusting slowly to the morning's pale glow. The air was heavy with the scent of damp earth and decay. In the silence, he sensed a presence, Lyra, standing at the edge of the shadows, her form indistinct against the stone. "You've done it," she said finally, voice low but not quite devoid of triumph. "A compromise has been reached. The broken writ will allow the bridge to be built, though it's a small concession." Kale's gaze drifted over Lyra's features, trying to read the hidden meaning behind her words. She was a player in this dance of power, one with secrets and allegiances that danced across the city's shadows like ghosts. He asked his question, the weight of his weariness momentarily forgotten. "What did it cost you?" Lyra hesitated before speaking, as if choosing each word with care. "A silence broken," she said finally. "One of our own was spoken out in a council meeting last night. The repercussions are being managed, but at great expense to us all." A small smile curled Lyra's lips, the faintest glimmer of satisfaction amidst the darkness. "It seems your words have consequences, Kaelvarn." The weight of Lyra's words settled over him like a shroud, Kaelvarn's thoughts tangled in the threads she'd revealed. "A silence broken, what did that mean, exactly?" Whose voice had been heard, and at what cost to the broken writ? He sensed a fragile balance had been struck, one that hung precariously on the whispers of the night. As he walked toward Lyra, his footsteps echoing in the quiet courtyard, she stepped forward, her eyes never leaving his. "Meet me tonight," she said, voice barely above a whisper. "At the old windmill by the river. I'll tell you more." And with that, she vanished into the shadows, leaving Kaelvarn to ponder the delicate dance of power and loyalty. The morning sun climbed higher in the sky, casting long shadows across the courtyard as Kael made his way toward the manor's entrance. He was met by a member of the Valen household staff, who handed him a sealed note on a silver tray. "From the curator," the servant whispered. "A private audience has been requested for this evening, to discuss the developments with the broken writ." Kael took the note, his mind racing with possibilities as he pushed open the manor door and stepped back into the labyrinthine corridors within. The familiar scent of old books and smoke enveloped him, and he felt a twinge of gratitude for the world he moved in, one where words held power and silence was currency. He knew that tonight's meeting would be more than just a discussion, it would be a reckoning. In the hours that followed, Kaelvarn retreated to his chambers, seeking solace in the familiar musty scent of the library. The tomes lining the shelves seemed to loom over him, their leather-bound spines whispering secrets he'd rather not hear. He knew that tonight's conversation would be a test, one where words, silences, and allegiances would be weighed against each other like scales. A soft knock at the door broke his reverie, and Kael called out for the servant to enter. A young woman with an ashen complexion stood in the doorway, a tray held behind her back. "The curator requests your presence," she said, her eyes avoiding Kale's gaze. "You are required tonight." Kael took the tray from her, and a small, ornate box lay atop it, a token of the curator's favor or perhaps a warning. He opened the lid, releasing the scent of myrrh into the air. A folded note inside bore a single sentence: "Tonight, be prepared to speak your truth." The hours ticked by with an agonizing slowness, Kael's mind consumed by the curator's words and the mysterious meeting ahead. He couldn't shake the feeling that he was being pulled into a maelstrom of power struggles, with every thread and promise weighed against each other like competing weights on a balanced scale. As night began to fall, casting long shadows across the manor's halls, Kael rose from his chair, the weight of his responsibilities settling upon him. He dressed in darkness, the soft rustle of his clothes the only sound as he made his way to the courtyard below. Lyra was already there, waiting by the stables, her figure silhouetted against the moon's pale glow. "You're early," she said, eyes never leaving his face as he approached. "I couldn't wait," Kael replied, his tone measured. Lyra's gaze drifted toward the shadows, and for a moment he thought he saw a flicker of unease. "Come," she said finally, leading him to the stable's back door. A small path wound through the darkness, the windmill looming ahead like a skeletal sentinel. As they walked, the city's sounds receded, replaced by the rustle of grain and the distant hooting of owls. Cale felt the weight of his fatigue begin to ease, washed away by the night air and the rhythmic creaking of the mill's wooden beams. They reached the windmill's entrance, a massive wooden door that swung open with a groan. Inside, the darkness was absolute, broken only by the faint glow of candles in sconces high above their heads. The air was heavy with dust and the musty scent of old grain. Cale's eyes adjusted slowly, his gaze drawn to Lyra as she moved through the shadows toward the center of the mill.
"You know why I brought you here," she said, her voice barely audible over the creaking of the windmill's great wheel.
Cale nodded, though he had no idea what lay ahead. "To speak your truth," he replied.
Lyra paused, as if weighing her next words carefully. "I have a proposal for you," she began.
Lyra's proposal hung in the air like a challenge, the shadows around them seeming to grow taller as she spoke.
"I've heard rumors of your talent for persuasion," she said, her voice low and husky.
"The Broken Writ could use someone with your skills, Cale. We need eyes and ears within the Valen household, someone who can whisper in the right ears and nudge the balance to our favor."
Cale's instincts screamed warning, but he let his curiosity get the better of him. "What makes you think I'd be willing to play this game?" he asked, his tone cautious. Lyra stepped closer, her eyes glinting like stars in the dim light. "I have something you want," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. "A thread of connection to your past, one that's been severed for too long.
We can help you reweave it, Cale.
But first, you need to prove your loyalty to me, to the Broken Writ, and to our cause." The silence that followed was oppressive, weighing on Cale like a physical force.
He knew what Lyra was asking. In exchange for information about his sister's disappearance, he had to play a delicate game of cat and mouse within the Valen household.
The thought sent a shiver down his spine, but the prospect of reuniting with his sister or at least learning the truth about her fate was too enticing to resist. As he hesitated, Lyra's expression softened, her eyes filled with a hint of desperation. "You have no idea what we're up against," she said, her voice cracking slightly. "The Valen family is tearing itself apart from the inside out, and we need someone on the inside to facilitate a change in their fortunes." Her gaze locked onto his, searching for any sign of agreement.
"Will you do it, Cale? Will you play this game with me?" Cale's mind reeled as he weighed the risks and rewards, his gaze drifting toward the windmill's windows, where moonlight spilled into the darkness like a promise.
He thought of his sister, Ilara, her laughter, her smile, her bright eyes that seemed to sparkle with secrets of their own.
The ache in his chest deepened, a physical sensation that threatened to consume him whole.
"I need time," he said finally, his voice barely above a whisper. Lyra's face fell, but she nodded curtly. "I expected as much," she said, turning away from him to lead him toward the windmill's exit.
As they stepped out into the night air, the cool breeze on his skin was a welcome respite from the tension building inside him. The windmill's creaking and groaning seemed louder now, a reminder of the fragile balance that hung between them.
Cale followed Lyra in silence, his footsteps echoing through the deserted courtyard as they made their way back to the stables. He couldn't shake the feeling that he was walking into a den of vipers, with every step drawing him deeper into a web of intrigue and deception. When they reached the stable's entrance, Lyra turned to face him once more, her eyes glinting in the moonlight like two points of starlight. "Tonight," she said, her voice barely above a whisper, "we'll talk further at the Broken Writ's hideout. The curator will be there, as well as others who will facilitate our discussion."
Her gaze drifted toward the night sky, where the windmill's silhouette loomed like a specter.
"Remember, Cale, the price of loyalty is always paid in full. Are you prepared to pay it?"
Cale hesitated, feeling the weight of his promise pressing down on him like a physical force. He thought of the curator's note, the whispered words echoing through his mind like a litany, "Speak your truth." The threads of the broken Ritz proposal were already beginning to weave themselves into the fabric of his existence, drawing him deeper into the labyrinthine world of power struggles and hidden agendas. With a sense of trepidation, Cale nodded his head, accepting the challenge that lay ahead. "I'll be there," he said, though the words felt like a promise he wasn't entirely certain he could keep. Lyra's face lit up with a fleeting smile, but it was quickly replaced by a more serious expression as she reached out to take his hand. "Good," she said, her fingers intertwining with his in a firm grip. "We have much to discuss." The darkness of the night swallowed Cale as he followed Lyra back to her quarters, the stable's torches flickering like a procession of fiery spirits along the way. They walked in silence, the only sound the soft creaking of leather and the faint rustle of their clothes. The windmill's creaking and groaning seemed to follow them, a reminder of the weighty decision Cale had just made. Lyra stopped before a small door tucked away between two larger ones, its surface adorned with a simple iron knocker in the shape of a broken rose. She turned to face him, her eyes searching for any sign of trepidation or uncertainty. For a moment, they stood there, the only sound the distant hooting of owls and the soft thrumming of the windmill's great wheel. "The night ahead will be complicated," Lyra said finally, her voice barely above a whisper. "Are you prepared for what's to come?" Cale hesitated, his mind reeling with questions and doubts, but Lyra's grip on his hand tightened as she led him into the small room beyond the door. Inside, the air was thick with incense and a single candle cast eerie shadows on the walls. A figure sat hunched over a low table, its back to them. Lyra let go of Cale's hand as they approached, her eyes never leaving his face. "This is Elwyn," she said, her voice dripping with a mixture of reverence and wariness. The figure slowly turned, revealing a woman with skin like pale moonlight and hair as black as the night sky. Her eyes were sunken, her gaze piercing as she regarded Cale with an unnerving intensity. "Welcome, Cale," Elwyn said, her voice barely above a whisper, though it seemed to carry through the small room like a sigh on the wind. "I've heard so much about you." The air inside the small room seemed to vibrate with tension, as if the incense smoke was a living thing that pulsed with anticipation. Elwyn's eyes never left Cale's face, her gaze piercing like a dagger in the dim light. Lyra's hand brushed against his arm, a reassuring touch that only made him feel more on edge. "I've been expecting you," Elwyn continued, her voice weaving through the silence like a spider spinning a web. "Lyra has told me of your situation." She raised a delicate hand, and a small vial of liquid appeared in her palm, suspended above a glass flame that seemed to dance with an inner light. Cale's instincts screamed warning as he watched the strange scene unfold before him. What was this liquid? Some kind of potion or elixir? And why did Elwyn seem to be waiting for something to happen? Lyra stepped forward, her eyes never leaving Cale's face, and reached out to touch the vial. "It's a memory draft," she said, her voice matter-of-fact. "One that will help you recall the events surrounding your sister's disappearance." Elwyn nodded, her eyes glinting with an unspoken power as she held out the vial. Cale felt a shiver run down his spine as he took it from Lyra, the glass cool against his palm. The liquid inside seemed to shift and ripple like a living thing that responded to his presence. Elwyn's eyes locked onto his, and for an instant, Cale felt himself drowning in their depths, lost in a sea of recollection. He remembered the day Lyra vanished the sun-drenched market square, her laughter as they chased each other through the stalls, the memories came flooding back, and with them, a jolt of pain that left him gasping. Lyra's hand on his arm was like a lifeline, pulling him back into the present. "Drink it," she urged, her voice low and husky. Cale hesitated, unsure if he was ready for what the draft might reveal. But something in Elwyn's eyes told him that this was only the beginning, a doorway to secrets hidden even from Lyra. As Cale lifted the vial to his lips, Elwyn's eyes never wavered from his face. The air in the room seemed to thicken, heavy with anticipation, like the moment before a storm breaks. He tilted the glass, feeling the cool liquid slide down his throat. At first, there was nothing, just a faint tingling sensation that spread through his chest and temples. But then, memories burst forth like a dam breaking. Images of Valara flooded his mind, her bright smile, her mischievous laughter, the way she'd always managed to make him feel seen. The recollections swirled around him, a maelstrom of color and sound that threatened to consume him whole. Kale's head spun, his stomach roiling with a mix of joy and anguish. He saw himself as a child, chasing Alara through the market stalls, their laughter echoing off the buildings. He saw her playing with other children in the castle courtyard, her braids swinging as she ran. And then, there was the day she vanished, the sun beating down on the cobblestones, his own desperation and fear as he frantically searched for her among the crowds. The memories coalesced into a single, searing image, Ilara standing in the market square, her eyes locked onto something across the way, a look of wonder on her face before she vanished. Kale's vision blurred, his breath catching in his throat as the pain returned. Lyra's grip on his arm tightened, and he felt himself being pulled back into the present, gasping for air like a man drowning. The room around him came back into focus, Elwyn watching with an unreadable expression, the candle flame dancing on the table between them. He blinked, trying to clear the haze from his eyes. What did you see? Lyra asked, her voice low and urgent. Kale's mind reeled, struggling to make sense of the memories that still swirled through his head. Ilara, he whispered, feeling a sob rise up in his chest. I saw her. In the market square. And then she was gone. Elwyn leaned forward, her eyes glinting with a hunger Kale didn't understand. You see now, Kale, she said, her voice barely above a whisper, the truth of your sister's disappearance is not so simple. There are threads at play here that go far beyond a mere theft or kidnapping.